You're listening to BQN. Assimilate the audio.
Engage.
Seven years have passed since the days of the original USS Enterprise. Now a new galaxy starship has been designed.
Transporter Chief, beam our listeners aboard. Welcome to Galaxy Class, a Star Trek Next Generation podcast on BQN. I am your host, Counselor Amy Nelson, and with me today, Mary Typhoid.
Typhoid Mary. Amy, could you do what you do at the beginning, but for me, and like beam me in as well, and maybe set it to filter out whatever plague that I have?
Yes, we do need to, yes, get those transporter filters, and we need to get rid of this bug that we both apparently are.
I think maybe you gave it to me last week when we were podcasting.
I think
it's a techno bug.
Yes. And it traveled through the airwaves.
The ether, you know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the way to Scotland.
All the way, I know. Yeah. Oh, are you feeling okay?
You know, I have been sick now 2 weeks, and I got so weak that I had to miss Thanksgiving. I was going to go up to Utah. My whole family was there, and I just could not muster up the energy to travel. And so I'm trying to recuperate, but you can still hear the nauseousness. Yeah. But so how are you feeling?
Oh, I've just got the man flu. It's a mild cold, but you know, the world might as well be ending. Do you know what I mean? Declare war on heaven.
Yes.
That is how bad I feel.
I hear you. My goodness.
I've only had it one day.
Oh, well, talk to me in 2 weeks. I hope it doesn't last that long.
Oh,
Do you have the achy body?
Not yet. It's purely a head cold. Now that way, if you're not feeling great, do you ever like poll different parts of your body to ask them how they're feeling? Just an attempt to make yourself feel better. Okay, so you like go through your toes and your fingers, then your hands and your feet, then your forearms and like your shins. And you go, okay, everything's feeling good so far. And then you do your legs and the rest of your arms. You go, okay, all my extremities are good. And then you narrow it down. I think it always helps to narrow down the bit that's not feeling well and then try and compartmentalize it. Yeah.
Mind over matter. I like that.
Crush it to death.
Wow.
It just seems to, because it's right on the front of your face and right beside your brain, it just seems to really make you feel miserable.
Yeah, and your nasal cavity is either clogged and it's like one side or the other, or it's like crystal clear and it hurts to breathe in because it's...
It's just so, what do you call it? It's like not making any mucus. It's all dry and... I'm at that stage where I'm kind of either bunged up or like if I don't get to the toilet quick, there'll be just pints of mucus falling out. It's absolutely rancid.
Yes, and like sometimes it's just like it just drops and you're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't prepared with a tissue.
Listeners, if you'd like to donate to our GoFundMe for our month-long stay at a wellness center, please. Please visit Patreon.
Yes, please. Oh my goodness.
So what's happening apart from the end of the world?
Oh, well, like I said, we over here in America have been celebrating Thanksgiving. So since I missed my family's, did find a turkey breast a little bit smaller than the whole bird and will be cooking my Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow on Sunday.
Nice.
Because I missed it. I missed the food. And my dad went up to Utah and brought me back some leftovers, but it's just not the same when it's, you know, freshly cooked. So I'll be having my turkey breast, stovetop stuffing, because there's nothing better. some candied yams, potatoes, gravy, corn, and rolls.
Okay, I was going to ask about what constitutes a Thanksgiving dinner. Is there is a pumpkin pie? Do you have that at Thanksgiving?
Yes, but I didn't buy any because I won't eat it. It's too sweet. But I did have a piece of pumpkin pie brought back. So I have had it this year.
Nice. I made it once and I wasn't overwhelmed by how delicious it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because you weren't raised with it.
True. Yeah, it's a holiday tradition.
Well, yes.
It seemed really claggy and sweet.
Yeah.
In a way where, have you ever had Alpen?
No. Alpen? Is that a vegetable?
I don't even know. Maybe it's a, it's like a cereal we get over here. It's called Alpen. Why is it? It's kind of like rolled oats and fruit and nuts.
Okay.
You pour milk over it like a cereal. But the thing about Alpen is you can eat it for hours and there's still more Alpen left. There's always more. It's, yeah, a small portion goes a long way.
Mm.
I don't like Alpen. I'm not a fan of Alpen.
Hmm.
So yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's just really kind of dense and...
Wow.
Maybe not dense, but it had a weird claggy mouth feel.
Yeah, that's definitely a consistency of mush.
Yeah, like pastiness.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this isn't nice.
Oh.
Sorry, America.
Yeah, no. there is a big debate because in the South, it's not pumpkin pie, it's sweet potato pie.
Ah, sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose they're kind of similar, aren't they? Sweet potatoes and is a pumpkin part of the squash family?
Yes.
So texturally, they're probably quite similar.
Yes, they are.
So that's not dissimilar to our Christmas dinner, which is what we'll celebrate next. So we'll have a roast turkey. Our family usually have a baked ham as well, which is amazing, like days later, where you can have big chunks of kind of baked ham, like cold cuts. We'll have roast potatoes, honey roast parsnips and carrots.
Oh,
with
yum.
Like whole grain mustard. It's nice. Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
I know Brussels sprouts are a bit like Marmite. Either you love them or hate them. Huge fan of Brussels sprouts. And I'm convinced that the people that hate them, I've only ever had them like way overcooked and super mushy and really they get this weird irony sulfurous taste.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to steam them lightly and then fry them in butter and bacon lardons and serve them with chopped up chestnuts and they're heavenly.
Throw a little bit of shallot in there, a mild onion.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really, really nice too.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Cool. What else do we have? Oh, Ewan wants, they always have it, cauliflower and cheese. It's like a cauliflower bake, so it's like cauliflower with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
What else? Or stuffing. I don't know what stovetop stuffing is.
It's like minute rice. It cooks in 5 minutes. So you buy it in a box, but that's what I grew up with. Like my mom, single mom, you know, it just was the easy thing. And
yeah.
I love the flavor. And to me, that's stuffing. So do you make your own stuffing? Like with, you know, day old dry bread and...
Maybe a bit older than a day old. But very old bread.
Yeah.
You just scrape off all the mold and it's fine.
Yeah.
I have done the packet stuff, but if I do the packet stuff, I normally supplement it with fresh stuff like sausage meat and breadcrumbs and sage and onion, obviously, because you're making sage and onion stuffing, or cranberries is always nice through a stuffing as well. Cranberry sauce and gravy, like really delicious. Gravy. I usually start my gravy about now.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Like you roast all your chicken wings and you roast all your vegetables and then you can like mash them up in water and like strain all the flavor out and freeze it and then just keep on adding to it. So you've got a nice gravy base for Christmas.
Yes. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I did last year. I did make my own chocolates for Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
And my own butter. And
Your flavored butter. I know, that looks so amazing.
And I've got it all to do again. Hope I'm feeling better, though.
I know. I did look into flights, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Are you coming over?
I thought, pop on over for a week and...
Make it so.
Oh, my goodness.
should.
If I was feeling healthy, I don't want to travel when I'm sick.
It's 3 weeks away.
I know. Stop tempting me. Yeah. If I come, then, what's that? The beef in the crust.
Beef in the crust.
Beef Wellington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beef Wellington. You want beef Wellington? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make you beef Wellington. Done.
That's my request. Okay.
Sorted.
Logs accessed.
Well, let's check the communication rate to see if we have any comments from our listeners.
Do we still have a communication array?
We do. It got repaired.
Oh, wow. And all the comms are coming back through.
Yay.
We have a comment from Greg Malumby regarding the episode that just came out yesterday where Amy and I talked about how to create a Trek utopia. Greg says, hey, Amy, listening to this week's Galaxy Class and when you were talking about all the food waste at school, I knew exactly what you were talking about and just that feeling. I worked as a custodian for a school district from 2009 to 2018. Thankfully got out before COVID, but didn't know that at the time. And the amount of food waste was incredible. I think a good reason for that was the food schools serve now is really nasty. They can't even do a cheese pizza right. It felt like eating soft rubber. It's why I say that custodians are the second most important or first. It depends on one's point of view, job at a school. They have to clean the mess and they don't have time to separate the food. That is quite sad. Food waste really, really annoys me, given the number of people that don't have food. Never mind all the countries around the world where there's famines. Look at America and the UK mm-hmm. and the amount of food waste, and there's still people living in poverty.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for your comment. It seems like a very obvious problem that should be able to be solved by brilliant people here on this earth, compassionate people, but yet there still is hunger. So
greed gets in the way.
Yeah.
This is the captain. Senior officers will report to my ready room immediately.
Well, today, listeners, we are going to go along with the theme of Thanksgiving and talk about things that we are thankful for, specifically within Star Trek. And so, Joe.
Nothing is good, Amy. Everything is terrible at the moment. Doom and gloom.
It's time to be thankful.
A pox on your village.
We've got the pox on my house. We need it to go away.
Mine too, yeah. Okay, I'll muster up the strength to be thankful.
Okay, that will actually help you, at least your mindset.
Positive mindset, yeah.
It's always good to be grateful. I mean, sometimes when you get just so down and depressed, and then sometimes I'm like, man, why am I feeling this way? I have no right to, because life is good, you know?
Yes. Yes. I'm always reminding myself that I am very fortunate.
Yeah.
And there are billions of people that are less fortunate than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm very lucky. I've absolutely no reason to complain.
Yeah.
Apart from this, whatever's going on with me, I hope I wake up dead tomorrow. That's how I feel.
Ugh.
Actually, literally wake up dead. That would be good.
Well, you do have a full day tomorrow to recuperate and hopefully rest up before work on Monday.
Boo, even that sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. How many weeks left? Four weeks of school left. We finish up on the 23rd of December.
Oh, that's right. So then that means I only have three because I finish up on the 19th.
I hope whatever you've got mutates into some like phage-like virus and you end up all deformed of the face. Just for that, Amy, 3 weeks left. How rude.
Well, listen, are you thankful for Star Trek series and movies?
Do you know what? Star Trek makes up so much of my life that I don't know what I would be doing if it wasn't for Star Trek. It's on literally every day. It's how I fall asleep at night. If I put anything else on at night, then I won't fall asleep. But just having started, I don't know if it's the hum of the warp engines or whatever. It just, because I know the episodes so well that I don't really have to pay attention. It's just in the background and I'm at like a light, which maybe makes it sound like, well, that must be really boring if something that you watch makes you fall asleep. No, it's the opposite. It's just because it's such a comfort blanket that I need it there. It's like a, it's like I'm an addict. So yeah, super thankful for, and I've, Star Trek's been in my life longer than, I was going to say longer than I've been alive, but Star Trek has not been in my life for less time than it has been in my life, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think. What about you?
Yeah, the older we get.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no escaping it.
You know, it's interesting. So this is my first year at this new building school. And so the teachers are getting to know me and stuff. And when they come in my classroom, obviously it is Star Trek, like everywhere. And there is one, the history teacher, she was like, man, I wish I had a fun hobby like you. You're so passionate about it. And, you know, when I decided that Star Trek was going to be a passion, it is intertwined with my teaching. Because when I started teaching in 2000, I'm like, well, what? How am I going to decorate? How am I going to show my personality? And it just was happenstance. I'm like, well, I like Star Trek. And my brother had some posters. And that was the beginning of this passion that is Star Trek. So, yes, it's definitely been in my life. And it's something that people can easily give for, because everyone knows you like Star Trek, and so it's an easy gift. And so you're always getting tons and tons of Star Trek gifts that I have this passion for, and it does round out my life, that it's not all teaching, that it's not all family. Like, I have something that's for me, and that's what I appreciate with Star Trek.
Amy, were you getting a wee bit emotional there when you were talking about Star Trek?
Well, because I am grateful to have it. And think about all of the series. I mean, starting with the original series. And like current Star Trek, we are getting 50 weeks of Star Trek in a year. Like, that's insane. We didn't even get that back in the heyday of 26 episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was maybe some overlap.
Yes.
Now when Voyager, what was it? TNG and Deep Space Nine were on at the same time, and then Voyager and Deep Space Nine were on at the same time. But yeah, it's definitely the second golden age that we're living in. But it's weird, you can have, for the longest time, Star Trek was in our lives, wasn't it? But we didn't have the convention experiences. Or we didn't have the, like, certainly living in the UK or Scotland, I don't know any Star Trek fans, really. I now know some, but that's purely through going to conventions. So growing up as a Star Trek fan, it was kind of, apart from my mum, you didn't know anybody. The friends that you had were aware of it through you, but they weren't fans, so there was nobody to talk to about it. So it was kind of an isolating experience to a certain extent. But I was still really grateful to have it because it just brought so much joy. And there wasn't much of it because we had the original series, we had some movies, and we had Next Generation. And then we slowly got more. Yeah, so it's much better now because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right at this moment if it wasn't for Star Trek and if it wasn't for probably meeting Ewan and going to conventions and meeting all the amazing people that we know from conventions that are, we are, like, with a few exceptions, we're going to be lifelong friends with. Because I know I'm going to know you, Amy. We're going to be, like, very close for, like, until we're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I plan on moving next door. You know, it is when you were talking about back in high school and, you know, when we were younger. Yeah, I didn't know anyone who liked it. Like, yeah, my mom introduced me to it, but it was just, you know, a TV show. And now with my high school reunions, 20 and now 30 years, I know one person from my high school that liked Star Trek back then.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, yeah, no one liked Star Trek. It was such an isolating, you know, you do it by yourself and you know, enjoy the episodes and watch the movies and, you know, or if like my girlfriends came over for a sleepover, we weren't going to watch Star Trek, you know, no, we were going to do, you know, some romantic comedy or whatever, or drama, yeah. But it wasn't Star Trek, but now it is.
Is Star Trek not a romantic comedy?
Yeah, it's not a rom-com.
I'm thinking, what's the episode? Why can't I? I've purged it from my mind. What's the ghost sex one? Why can't I remember?
The ghost. You cannot.
The green lamp, and yeah, yes. I can see it in the Hills of Kilmarnock.
Oh my gosh!
Why has it escaped us, Amy Nelson? Do we have the dementia?
We do. Beverly Crusher, come on. You better be typing.
I'm not typing. I'm just waiting for my brain to give it to me.
Sub Rosa.
How did we not get that?
I don't know.
The code of honor and remember me were swirling around my brain and wouldn't go away. They were like flies I was trying to swat. Sub Rosa. What does Sub Rosa mean? That's a good question. I know we're not talking about Sub Rosa. But it must mean...
Below. Sub.
No,
below
sub,
the rose.
Under the rose.
Under the rose.
A new Latin. Okay. That doesn't really help us, does it?
No.
Okay.
So, we are most definitely grateful for conventions. Because that is where we met. And like you said, there are some friends that are going to be lifelong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You be number one. Absolutely. Who Kelvin and James probably have been kind of close second. And then there's just a bunch of other people that we meet at conventions that we just hang about with for a week.
Yeah.
And then we go back to our own lives. But Davey Willett, we know him from STLV.
Yeah.
Is now on the BQN with his Trickspitters quiz. Yeah. Christos.
Yes, what's the tea, Bev?
Yeah, Christos, we met apparently. I was unaware of this, but Ewan follows like hundreds of people like on Instagram. Mm. So like the people, I don't know, I don't use Instagram much, but you'll like people's pictures, people you don't know, you know, just like pictures. So Ewan bumped into Christos one year at a Star Trek convention. They were like, oh yeah, I know you from Instagram.
Like, oh my gosh.
Who's this random guy? And then it became a thing. There was lots of people that you bumped into that you knew from Instagram. And I was like, wow.
So we met through the mm-hmm. Facebook group, STLV, the unofficial.
Yes. Right?
That's where we met. But...
Well, we met. Remember, I ordered a t-shirt
mm-hmm.
from some group. Just random Facebook group. And they were doing... t-shirts or something. I thought, oh, I'll order them because it was our first convention.
Yes.
We're going to. I was like, that'll be fun.
And they
that.
Were good shirts. I like that.
I can't even remember what it was.
It's the USS Las Vegas, the unofficial Las Vegas for STLV.
Okay. So I had made arrangements but with some women to meet her in the convention, that runway up to the convention. And then we were doing that way, just busy, and you miss the women. And then the woman messages you saying, I'm here waiting for a t-shirt. I'm like, okay, we better go and get a t-shirt. So went and met the woman whose name happened to be Amy Nelson and got the t-shirt. I was like, oh, thanks very much. Goodbye.
Yep, that's all it was.
That was it. We didn't know each other. We had met, but that was literally it. And then the next year, was it the next year?
Yep.
We must have, I don't know how we met though the next year.
Because was it another t-shirt thing?
Nope. It was maybe a pool party.
Okay, but I think that, I know,
Or did you hang around with the gays?
Maybe. No, because you were my introduction. You and Christos were my introduction to the gays.
Huh.
No, it still was the STLV unofficial group. Because then, remember Julie?
Sugar Burger.
Heidi
Stuck. Oh, I miss those guys. Yeah, Julie and Heidi will be friends forever, but Heidi especially, because Heidi, being the amazing Heidi that she is, almost took us under her wing.
Yes.
And basically took us around Las Vegas, and she knew loads of nice places to eat, like Morimoto. And I think she booked Beauty in Essex
Beauty
that
in
year.
Essex, yeah.
And I just, but she knew, she knows everything about food and wine.
She, yes. And every single appetizer that she chose or every, you know, was so delicious. And the wine, that's where I was like, you know what? I want to be like her. And now I feel like I'm getting there.
Yeah. Everybody needs a Heidi in their life.
Yes.
Everybody needs a Heidi and an Amy in their lives. I think that's a good rule.
Oh, everyone needs a Joe and a Ewan.
Yes. Bring on the cloning.
So definitely conventions has created this Trek family, you know, and Joe, I really, I know, really, really wish you would come on the cruise.
I can't.
I
would have to take 2 weeks off work.
Yes.
Right before our exams start, our national exams. Oh. Literally, it's the worst time of year to go.
Your end of year exams are in March?
No, they're like, they start in May, but it's
okay,
you're in
then,
the run
dude.
Up. You're in the run up to it.
Yeah,
2 weeks
you
is a long time.
Miss...
Can't get a sub. We don't do that. I don't get sick days that I have to take.
Really?
Yeah, we can be off sick. If I'm off sick for 6 months, I'll get full pay. But I don't have like just a standard number of sick days that I could just trade in for time off like you. It's very strange.
It is.
Because you're not sick. So if I'm well for an entire year, I'd be at work for an entire year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just choose a day. Like, I want to go on holiday, so I'm going to take a sick day.
Well, maybe... With when some age, you will understand that no one said, I wish I would have worked more.
Well, no, I understand this, yes. 35 hours a week. I'm a union rep, so this is my mantra. Maybe will we make a deal that we'll go when I retire?
Okay.
Okay. But it'll be like a saga cruise for the over 60s, wasn't it?
Will they still be having them? This will be Star Trek Cruise 21.
Yeah, can you take your wheelchair on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many actors will be there?
No, none. I'll be all the new generation. Mm. Whatever, whatever's out in like 2035.
Right.
Like Discovery Season 27. Or like even Michael Burnham will be like in our 90s or something. I don't even know what age she is just now. I can't even remember her name. I'm that old.
Well, the cruise is truly the closest I have ever come to living a week in Utopia. And we talked about that last week. It just really is. Everyone is so open, nice, accepting.
Drunk.
Yes. Half naked and beautiful. Like it really is an amazing event. And I really want to experience it with you and Ewan.
Yes, me too. So badly. I imagine the cruise is a bit like STLV, but distilled down into a much more intimate event.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio to like just normal folk to guests is much greater.
Yeah. And like the panels and how the actors interact with you is completely different. Mm. So you get a different taste of these actors and their life. I love it.
Yeah, I suppose like STLV, like any big convention, it's just like for mass consumption almost. But then you've got a smaller group of people on the cruise, so it's a bit more, I suppose, a bit more warm, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Yes. Well, and you know, one thing that I actually have been very grateful recently is with all of these online events, and in part due to COVID and the quarantine and the shutdowns, we had some amazing Star Trek events like Star Trek Day and First Contact Day, and those events are still continuing this year and will continue. And I'm grateful that these actors are so willing to jump online and visit and talk with us fans. Like, I really don't know any other fandom where the actors 30 plus years are still wanting to be involved.
You got to wonder, they get paid a lot of money probably.
I hope so.
Yeah. So I don't think, if they didn't get paid, I don't think they would do it. I think we'd like to think that they're being all philanthropic and just freely giving their time, but I think it's just for their financial benefit probably, which is a bit cynical of me, but you know, I think that's probably the way it works.
But I'm fine with that. Like, I'm glad that Star Trek is able to continue to support them. Because yeah, I want to see them.
That's true. Like, it's almost a job for life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, look at the guys that are still alive from the original series. They still, like, George Takei and Walter Koenig and William Shatner. They're constantly doing conventions, probably raking in the money. Which is great, because there's still lots of people alive that still want to see them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very cool.
Well, one thing that I think I'm most grateful for is jumping into this podcast family. I first found Star Trek podcasts when I was listening to Trek FM. And back then, all the hosts were just so amazing. And my first listen was Earl Grey. And those hosts, I just loved listening to. It was like I was listening to three friends talk about Star Trek all day. And I loved it. I became enthralled. I listened to every episode. And that also got me onto like some of the other podcasts that were there on Trek FM. I mean, back then, Trek FM was the network to get your Star Trek podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and all of those friends that got me started, like Ken Tripp, Norm Lau, Michael Schindler, my guys on Earl Grey,
me,
yeah, and Richard Marquez. That's when I started taking over Earl Grey because they left after. Mm. Oh, man, it was 150 episodes. And then I was asked to join Earl Grey. And what an opportunity that led to.
And then, as you and Justin and Lee, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. No, you, Justin, and Richard, wasn't
it? So it was me, Richard, and Lee Hutchinson. And Lee. And
then Lee left and Justin came on board.
Yeah, and he was from Scotland.
Yes, he was. He was from the East Coast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then I've met Amy.
And we brought in Amy.
Yep. Well, yeah. Lee left, you brought in Justin.
Yep.
Yes, it was you, Justin, and Richard. And then I randomly guested on an episode, I'd never podcasted before in my life. So it was a big deal. It was a big deal, I think, to be on Trek FM. Having never really listened to podcasts before, it felt almost like it was official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did that, and that was fun. And then a while later, you and Justin reached out asking me to come join you as a host. And I was like, no way. So yeah, it was an opportunity that I couldn't really turn my nose up at. And it was just fun. Just you were talking about something you love. So It was really natural. Because I don't like talking about teaching. So you're talking about teaching? So you're talking to teachers about teaching? I find that literally the dullest thing in the world. But we talk, because I like teaching, but it's not something that I'm super passionate about.
Mm.
Like about pedagogical research, I'm like, I'm falling asleep. Star Trek is something that I could just talk forever about. Star Trek and science, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk forever about, because I'm genuinely really interested in both of those things. So yeah, we were on Trek FM for a while, and then Justin left, and then we had the crazy idea to just like turn up our host numbers, and we brought on Pierre and Kevin and Rhea, who had previously guested. Yes.
We were out scouting for sure. We invited some people to come on for guest spots and was like, okay, how's our chemistry? That was sort of fun.
Yeah. It was great fun. And then the great Trek FM Exodus happened. And then we were ended up on UFP.
Yep.
And then that Exodus occurred. Oh, that was like the Remember Me when the universe got deleted, wasn't it?
Yes, that was like find, Remember Me.
Yes.
And we had to find a Everyone new started leaving and
yes.
Where are we to go? What's there so was something up... wrong with the universe.
Mm-hmm. It was you, Amy, that was wrong with the universe. Yes. And then we ended up here, right now, on BQN.
Yeah.
And BQN is not an acronym that's affiliated to Star Trek in any way.
Oh, no.
No, not the slightest.
No.
There's no copyright infringement there.
No.
Look the other way.
But, you know, we have created some other friendships with, you know, people who also started podcasting, like from the Trek FM days, like Trek Geeks got huge. Dan and Bill over on Trek Geeks, that network now, I think, is the Trek FM. They have so many podcasts.
Okay.
And they are great guys. Love having them in my life. And Positively Treks, Bruce and Dan. Well, Bruce now has he quit podcasting. My goodness. And Mission Log. They're the standard, right, of podcasts. We all bow down to Mission Log.
I don't listen to podcasts at all. Well, I did go through a spate of listening to an English guy that did a podcast on weird like alien abduction supernatural occurrences. So he would invite people on that had experienced weird phenomena like UFOs or abductions. And it was I would only ever listen to it when it was dark and I was driving in the car because it was kind of spooky. But yeah, some people have the weirdest and most wonderful stories about being abducted or seeing lights in the sky, and genuinely they believe that it's something out of this world. So yeah, but that was kind of fun to listen to that, but it was very far-fetched. And I used to listen to me occasionally on Earl Grey or Galaxy Class, but listening to your voice just doesn't sit well with your brain.
No, not anymore.
No.
I listened to myself, yeah, on Earl Grey for a couple times, like on the radio, driving. I'm like, ooh, that's me. And then I'm like, okay, that's me. I'm done.
Yeah, did I actually say that? Wow, yeah. They should have edited that out. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the podcast world definitely has opened up a lot of friendships and a lot of, you know, cooperating and talking to. Like another podcast that I want to shout out for is Text Trek. Fathery is great there.
They're based in Texas, perchance?
Yep, based cool. in Texas.
I don't know.
I would love to be on his show, and he's invited me, and I hung out with him a lot at STLV and in Chicago. Remember, we had the pizza.
Oh, the Chicago deep dish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was what was Text it called? Trek.
Where was the place we went?
Oh. Giordano's?
Oh yeah. Giordano's, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Well done.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Or was it the Maldonado's? Oh no, that was a different one.
That was the place we did the food tour.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was Giordano's.
Listeners, listen to Amy and I reminisce about old times. I know the old times we're talking about were in 2022.
Yeah. Just in April.
It feels like a long time ago.
It does. But I mean, it's just so cool to see all these people talking Trek, and automatically it's like you belong. I love it.
Which I think for a lot of us, we haven't in the past had a place where we belonged. Now grown up where now we weren't like into sports or anything, so we weren't in the football team or anything like that. There wasn't a group that we naturally fit in with. So to have a group that we do is it's just very special, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is. And even though most of my Trek family is not local to me, now with technology, like, it's just a message away.
Mm. Oh, look at us, I'm podcasting, I'm billions of miles away from you.
Right.
Might as well be light years on the other side of the galaxy. Like this instantaneous communication.
Yeah.
It's quite wonderful.
It is.
But I still don't like looking at myself on the camera, though. I just look like I'm death warmed up, so.
Well, this week,
yeah. Well, yeah, that's
normally you're very fetching and handsome.
Yes, don't have my fake tan on today.
And with your hair all done.
I know, because I'm wearing a, what do you guys call this that I'm wearing?
Hoodie.
Oh no, it's like a, it's.
It's a hoodie.
No, it's not, it's got a, it's not a
hoodie. It has a hood.
It has a hood, but it's like a dressing gown.
Oh, is that your robe?
Yeah, oh, my robe.
Your back.
Yes.
It's a bathrobe.
It's a bathrobe and it's got a hood on it and it's
wow.
It's fur, it's not fur, it's not like a million baby chinchillas didn't have to die to make it. It is kind of fake fur lined. Mm-hmm. It's fleecy on the inside and it's, and I feel like I'm a million degrees inside.
You know what I really enjoyed when we stayed at Calvin and James was the Star Trek bathrobes that was in our guest rooms.
We have them also. We didn't put them in your guest room.
I know.
Sorry.
That's why Calvin and James, you know.
Next time.
All right, Joe. Are we thankful for Star Trek?
Yes. Even though I'm feeling super miserable at the moment. Yeah, like I've said before, Star Trek is just... I think if they just, when I die and I donate my body to medical science, maybe after my brain's been uploaded to the central intelligence...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like just controlling like Earth's computer systems because I'm that smart. And they're chopping up my brain and my body like to experiment and find cures for things. They'll find that most of my brain is taken up with Star Trek knowledge and my experiences and remembrances of all my Star Trek friends that I've made over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to make light of it, but yeah, that's how important Star Trek is. I think most of my brain is Star Trek. Even my real life science knowledge that I have, I can always spin it to make it sound like it's part of Star Trek. It's just my go-to way of communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's Star Trek. What about you?
You know, Yes, I do love Star Trek, and I'm so grateful it is in my life, in part now because of the Star Trek family that I'm creating. And it's, even though I just meet someone new and I'm like surprised that there's even more awesome people out there, when you meet someone new, and like, I met Jeremy on the cruise and I went out to visit him in Nashville the other week, like, I love that I get to travel and visit my Trek family and that it's worldwide. That's my new thing. I travel for Trek and for wine. That's my goal.
That's not a terrible combination.
Yes.
It's a reason to live, isn't it?
It is. Star Trek and wine. That is, yeah, that's my retirement plan. Like, seriously, visit every one of my Star Trek family and try all the wines that there is to try in all the different parts of the world. That's not too much to ask, is it?
No.
And do you know what else I'm really surprised and thankful for? Is that we are still doing Galaxy Class. That for some reason we have listeners. I still am surprised that, you know, we have our 2-3 listeners each and every week.
That's like Ewan's mum and my mum are two of those three listeners.
Do they listen?
No, Ewan's mum listens, yes. She phoned me the other week to say that she was listening to Galaxy. I don't know what she was listening to, but she commented on it. So,
oh.
But I think if you, what's that service that we used? I still get emails about it.
Chartable.
Oh, Chartable, yes. So basically, it ranks your podcast and in that category on different services. And we do quite well in Brazil and in Japan recently. We've been in like the top, we've been in the top 30 film and TV podcasts a couple of times for like the whole podcast and for specific episodes. Wow. So yeah, there's people that do listen and people that like to hear what we say.
Well, and we are grateful. So thank you.
Listeners, you know, it's all in the editing. We edit coherent sentences together to make us sound really interesting. Because right now, we're just, I don't know, we might as well be like dead fish being hit with a hammer.
I know. We apologize for this episode.
Yes.
With our ramblings and our nasal congestion voices.
Yes, it's a parasitic infection and like I'm now a zombie. So yeah. Nothing of what I say is my own words.
Incoming transmission.
We would love to hear what you thought of today's episode and maybe share with us some things that you are thankful for with Star Trek. You can talk to us on our Facebook group, the BQN Collective, or you can tweet your thoughts at Galaxy Class Pod. You can also follow the entire network on Twitter and Instagram at BQN Podcasts.
Please hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a star rating and written review. That helps others to find the show. You can also follow the entire network's podcast with our master feed by searching BQN. This way you won't miss any of our fave shows or fine shows like All Good Things, History with the Zalagis, Infinite Diversity, Mickey's Marvels, the new Trekspert's Quiz by our friend David Willett, and What's the Tea, Bev? So Amy, where can people find you when you're not, I don't know, smuggling a whole turkey away as leftovers?
I do like doing that. So you can find me doing that as well as podcasting on All Good Things and also Union Federation, which we also drop on our network. I'm on Twitter at Miss Amy Nelson, but again, favorite place on the Facebook group, BQN Collective. And Joe, where can people find you when you are filtering the transporters so that we can become healthy and whole again?
Do you know what? That's dangerous, isn't it? You just keep on filtering things you didn't like out, and then you end up looking like, I don't know, who's had lots of work done?
Oh.
Like John Travolta.
Oh, yes.
Or, I don't know, has Renée Zellweger, has she not had loads of work done? Yes.
A lot of work.
You transport yourself and you look like some entirely different person.
But no, we're filtering out those mucus bugs, you know, the like
I know,
realm, but... of feel, realm of fear with Barclay.
Yeah, the realm of feel. I remember that episode. Do you know what? But you would just end up, you go down the rabbit hole of tweaking things. Like if you've been converted into energy, then you could reconstitute yourself looking slightly different. Like I would probably fix the bump in my nose. Yeah, and fix my teeth and give me nice white American teeth.
Oh, I would do that.
Nice American smile. Yeah, so you'd end up just like, you would get addicted to being transported and editing yourself. I mean, I would like to be 6'2". So I'll just like, just stretch out your pattern a little bit. Yeah. So it's maybe a dangerous road to go down. But yeah, in terms of this bug, that's getting transported into a living. But when I'm not doing that, you can email me joepodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet me on, don't tweet me ever. Or you can get me on the BQN Collective or on Instagram. You can Insta me at joeyjoe77uk.
Priority one message from Starfleet coming in on secured channel.
If you'd like to help us keep all our shows coming to you each week, you can become a patron of the network on Patreon. We are putting out more exclusive content for our patrons that you won't want to miss, like It's Green or Amy's Math Moments. With a monthly Patreon subscription of $5 or more, you can join our meetings of the Hive Mind on the second Saturday of each month. Watch your Patreon messages for details and check out all the details at patreon.com/BQN. A huge shout out to our very own producers, Jim McMahon, who you know from our Trivia with Jim, and Davey Willett, who you now know from Trexperts, and that time where I like totally smashed Amy. And we're so grateful to you for your support, to Amy for letting me win.
At this time, we'd like to thank our executive producers who make this all possible, and a special thanks to Mark White for our artwork and Joe Keegan for our beautiful closing music, which you are listening to right now. Thank you for beaming aboard Galaxy Class, and until next time.
Amy Nelson, you have been and always shall be, my friend.
Great joy and gratitude.